Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Has anyone ever said to you, "I don't know what you want me to do"? Have you ever heard someone say, "I just don't know what they expect of me"? Someone once said to me, "I really don't know what you think I should be doing." You may not believe this, but I've heard employees say to their supervisors, "I didn't know I was supposed to do that." Information is great, but communicating that information effectively to others is even greater. Most of the time, when people miss the mark, they will say, "I didn't know I was responsible for that." Some will say, "No one ever told me that." I'm one who believes the more information that a person has as it relates to their responsibilities, the better they can perform. When you inform people of what's expected of them, you're also assisting them with reaching their full potential. God wants you and I to make it to the promised land. He wants us to reach our full potential here on earth first. He has documented what He expects of us in His Word, the Bible, our basic instructions before leaving earth. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 10 through 13, it is written, "As at the first time, I stayed in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. The Lord also heard me at that time, and the Lord chose not to destroy you. Then the Lord said to me, 'Arise, begin your journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them. And now, Israel, what does the Lord require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, to love Him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes which I command you today for your good?' No one who says they love God and desires to please Him can ever say, 'I do not know what God requires of me.' He has written it in His Word for you and I to read, for you and I to reflect on, to observe, and to do. Now that you know what God requires of you, what are you going to do? Will you fear Him? Will you walk in all His ways? Will you love Him? Will you serve Him with all your heart and soul? Will you keep His commandments and statutes? These may seem impossible when you consider doing this in your own strength, but He has not asked you to do so. He has given you a comforter that will abide with you forever. The comforter will strengthen you in your time of need. So I believe you can. I believe you will, and I believe you have. I believe you will continue to fear, to walk, to love, to serve, and keep His commandments for your good. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing."
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.